You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
And Jesus lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful." Here ends the reading. In a way, all of human life is addressed in Jesus' words today. There are blessings and woes in every life. We are hungry, we weep, we are hated and reviled, we are rich, we're full, we mourn. In all of this, we find blessing and woe. And then there are those who are our enemies. There are those who may curse us or strike us, even when we've had the best of intentions. And what does the Lord require of us? Love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. Give to everyone who begs from you. Finally, as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. And where do we find the strength, the courage, the will to do these things? Be merciful, the Lord says, even as your Father is merciful. We love our enemies, pray for others, do good in response to God's love, mercy, and goodness. Everything we do in life is simply our response to what God our Father has already done for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and his Holy Spirit. Does that make it any easier? Not really. It does make it easier to bear our own sinful humanity, our own inability to forgive and love and pray, knowing that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus, and not through our own actions or inaction. And maybe the love of God will keep working in us to create in us greater love and mercy. Let's pray. O God, thank you for your Son, Jesus, in whom we find forgiveness and strength. Amen. And a suggested Lenten response: are you at odds with someone? Pray for them today.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.